Huntington Life Sciences is a contract animal testing laboratory where investigators have caught so-called researchers punching beagle puppies in the face and cutting up live monkeys without anesthetic. They would have gone bankrupt a year ago if another company called Fortress hadn't made $100 million in loans to them. On the 7th of September, the siege of Fortress continued with Goldman Sachs and Nomura, two major stockholders in Fortress, receiving visits at the office from protesters. Goldman Sachs is buckling. They've dumped two-thirds of their stock in Fortress, but they still hold one-third more, and the protests don't stop until they dump everything. In addition, Bayer and Sanofi of Venice, two notorious customers of puppy-killing Huntington Life Sciences, also received protests at their offices.
We started off actually at Goldman Sachs, also demanding that they drop all the remaining one-third of their shares.
And they've dumped two-thirds already.
It was funny because when we arrived, security came out with these velvet ropes and put them out in front of the building, and they had like five security guards out there, really came out, make sure that we don't get into the office area. We only stayed there for about 20-25 minutes and then moved on to Numara, where activists did enter the lobby and with an air horn.
Good afternoon, Numara! We're back because you own 30% of Fortress Investments, the lifeline of Huntington Life Sciences. Huntington Life Sciences is a contract animal testing facility who's been exposed in seven separate undercover investigations, punching beagle puppies in the face, dissecting live primates, and mutilating rabbits to the highest bidder. Numara, you have the largest amount of ownership of Fortress Investments, and your board of directors is the same board of directors as Fortress Investments. You have the ability to cut the lifeline to Huntington Life Sciences and end the madness within their walls once and for all. 500 animals died today!
No, Numara, it's to blame!
500 animals suffered in pain!
No, Numara, it's to blame!
500 animals died today!
No, Numara, it's to blame!
That was at Numara.
At Numara.
And then we showed up at the AstraZeneca and Bayer office and actually were able to penetrate the doors. We hung back until an employee was going in, and then we went in after them.
Nice.
And we were able to give a speak out and sound the air horn as well.
Nice.
At the lobby, which
I bet that was heard throughout the building.
These protests work. It takes time, but eventually the big pharmaceutical companies always get it up to dump Huntington Life Sciences like Pfizer, the maker of Viagra, did. And financial companies tend to divest much more quickly. Only a couple months into the campaign, Goldman Sachs has already dumped two-thirds of their shares in Fortress and will no doubt soon find themselves dumping the rest. As Fortress finds themselves facing the investors' equivalent of a run on the bank, they will have no choice but to dump Huntington Life Sciences themselves, and when that happens, puppy killing, monkey torturing Huntington Life Sciences will close their doors forever.
Hold your head up high, raise your